Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Damien Huffman with your 7 News briefing for Monday, May 2. A man in his 30s has been killed in a workplace accident in Western Sydney after becoming trapped under a forklift. The man was working at an industrial complex when the accident occurred at around 6:30 this morning. Emergency services, including police and paramedics, were called to the scene following reports of a serious accident. When officers and paramedics arrived, they found a man trapped underneath a forklift, but despite their best efforts, they were unable to save him. Safe Work New South Wales will investigate how the incident occurred and a report will be prepared for the coroner. Australia Post has issued a plea to pet owners to keep their dogs secure after recording an increase in the number of posties being attacked and bitten. Footage released by Australia Post shows several incidents, including large dogs running after posties on motorcycles, with one tearing up the bike seat completely. It's believed that an increase in dog ownership during the pandemic, coupled with separation anxiety as we return to work, is driving the increase in attacks. Australia Post CEO Paul Graham has told Sunrise some of the injuries are severe.
It is a big issue, and some of the injuries we've had are very, very serious, and some of those posties unfortunately will not be able to return to the work that they've done. So it is a real call out to make sure that people are aware when the postie's delivering and therefore keep their dogs away from the postie.
And Qantas has confirmed it will start ultra-long-haul non-stop flights from Australia's east coast to London and New York in coming years. The airline has ordered a dozen custom-made Airbus A350-1000 planes to complete the 20-hour flights. Qantas CEO Alan Joyce says the new planes have been designed to maximise passenger comfort during the lengthy flights.
There is a wellness area in the economy cabin. That's, we could have put more seats into it, and the seats... The seats were taken out to give this spacious area where people can exercise and hydrate, deliberately to allow people to do that on a long flight. And then the seepage is 33-inch seepage, which is the biggest seepage we've ever given in economy, 2 inches more than you have on the 787. So it gives people that extra luxury, that extra space. So every cabin has a significant improvement on what's there today.
The first of the flights are expected to take off by the end of 2025. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Huffenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.